The report into the protection and detention of children in the Northern Territory said shocking and systemic failures occurred over many years and were known and ignored at the highest levels. That prompted an eventual apology from the Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner, who blamed the failings of successive territory governments. The Royal Commission made 227 recommendations for change. Now, in the Territory Government's official response, Families Minister Dale Wakefield says her government supports what she says is the intent of all the recommendations.
We absolutely are going to accept the intent and direction of all 227. 217 of those recommendations are the responsibility of the Northern Territory Government, with 10 being the responsibility of other parties. We have, over the last few months, been working through to set up 17 work plans across government to make sure that we have a plan in place that is properly resourced and is able to be delivered change on the ground.
The government has stated it will implement 17 work programs under four major objectives. They include putting children and families at the centre of decision-making, improving care and protection services, improving youth justice, and strengthening governance and systems. More specifically, it will, in principle, support overhauling the foster care system and abolishing the detention of youths under the age of 14, except in exceptional circumstances. And it will similarly support detaining children for only up to 4 hours without charge. Last month, the government allocated $70 million to replace both the infamous Dondell Youth Detention Centre and the Alice Springs Youth Detention Centre with two new youth justice centres. The chief executive of the Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance in the Northern Territory, John Patterson, has welcomed the government's response. But he says solutions need to come from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples themselves.
We welcome it from that perspective. We look forward to working with the Northern Territory Government. We're off to a good start. We've got some really good models and ideas to put forward to work with government around this. And we now need the Commonwealth to come good as well.
But Jared Sharp from Jesuit Social Services in the NT is calling on the Territory Government to commit financially to the recommendations.
What we now desperately need is the budget commitment from the Northern Territory Government to implement all of these recommendations in full. This is our once-in-a-generation opportunity to get this right. And we've got a Royal Commission that's given us the blueprint. We now have to implement it.
The Royal Commission also recommended lifting the age at which children can be charged, brought to court and imprisoned from 10 years to 12. That's been accepted again in principle, making the Northern Territory Government the first government in Australia to support raising the age of criminal responsibility. But the Human Rights Law Centre's Ruth Barson says while she welcomes the move, the rest of the country now has to follow.
Currently, all Australian states and territories set the age of criminal responsibility at 10 years old. This means that a child, as young as a child in grade 4, can be charged, remanded, put into prison. They can be strip searched, forced into isolation.
She says youth justice systems are in crisis across Australia.
What we've seen time and time again in the Northern Territory, in Queensland, in Victoria, and as we speak in Western Australia, children are being abused behind bars, and this really needs to end.